and a very good morning to you. Hi, I'm Kermit Poling, GM here at Red River Radio, and time for another Spotlight. Joining me in the studio, well, of course, Robert Cruz has joined us numerous times to talk about the Carrefour project that he does, but also Adam Philly, who is the director of the Prisma Ensemble. And these days, Carrefour has been doing, online performances, because that's just about all one can do. And you've got another one coming up. Why don't you go ahead and talk about that?
Sure. So Sunday night at 7 p.m. Is going to be a holiday program. It's called Holidays at the Crossroads, in honor of Shreveport being a geographical crossroads and Carrefour means crossroads. And it's going to feature a live performance by the Prisma members of the Prisma Vocal Ensemble in broadcast from Holy Cross Church downtown. And it's going to be interspersed with pre-recorded performances by various groups in other historic churches in downtown Shreveport. So we got a group in Holy Trinity, a group in First Methodist, a group at Antioch Baptist, and then a group from B'nai Zion.
Very nice. Talk a little bit about, Adam, if you would, about what Prisma is going to be doing.
Yeah, so we have a quartet from Prisma that is singing, which is a really fun opportunity for those of us selfishly that are performing. We don't often get, and I get to sing, so we don't often get to sing in small
groups
like that.
This.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's really fun. But I've kind of was thinking about it, and Robert and I both kind of worked on this rep, and it's really kind of, if you traced the Christmas Carol back to its root, that is kind of what we are doing. So from some of the earliest forms of maybe some of the things you know, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, but you mm-hmm. probably won't know the tune that we're singing it to, because it's probably one that you've not heard. It's more, it's maybe possibly the original tune that it was sung to, you know? And so as well as some really wonderful sacred rep that's in there, the bird Odie Christus Natus Est, that's wonderful. And you know, a lot of this music was intended for one voice on a part, you know, when sure. it was originally written. And so I think we've gotten it so used at Christmas mm-hmm. to hearing these big choirs and these big gigantic yeah. extravaganzas, right, that I think this will be a nice change to hear some of this music maybe sung and done as it was originally intended,
going back to source. Yeah. Which, you know, over the years, so the big ensembles that you're talking about, you know, basically a 19th and 20th century exactly. creation, mm-hmm. And it's wonderful, obviously,
sure.
you know,
yeah.
symphony conductor, love those big
right.
performances, but there's a really a wonderful beauty of getting back to the more simple forms and settings of this music, and I think also because of the time of year,
right.
it seems to match. At least a lot of the music that we play here on Red River Radio
yeah.
Really does go back to some of those earlier forms. And,
sure.
you know, you'll hear madrigals and you'll hear
right.
chants
absolutely.
And that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very cool way to perform. Since there's only four of you,
yeah.
I imagine that, you know, you don't have all the distancing concerns even in a live performance.
Yeah, so it's, and that ended up being kind of what our reasoning was for choosing a smaller group, was safety mm-hmm. concerns. You know, we'll be fully masked. And I had never been in Holy Cross, I'm ashamed to say, but it is a beautiful space.
Gorgeous space.
My
yes.
goodness.
It's
so,
a great space to sing.
And it's a great space to sing. Wonderful acoustics. So even with the four of us, it feels like we're, you know, close together, and it feels nice. And it's, I think it reads really well on the recording,
yeah.
On the live stream as well. So I think it'll be a wonderful. Even with the masks, I think we've all kind of had to learn how to sing and perform with masks, but I think we have a good group that are managing that well.
Fantastic. So what are the other, now you mentioned some of other churches that are going to be
sure.
part of this?
So the churches are highlighted, and so performing from Holy Trinity is going to be a string trio. Dan Santelicius, John Impolato, and Laura Huff are going to do the last movement of the Corelli Christmas Concerto.
Okay, great.
And as a sort of like Catholic representation. And then the Beethoven duo is going to be doing one of Alison Beck's arrangements that was filmed at First Methodist in their sanctuary there.
Okay.
It's really a lovely arrangement of Mary, Did You Know? Which takes a lot for me to say that, but, but it's really a lovely arrangement. And then Barbara Holmes and Nolan Budgewater are singing a version of O Holy Night with Joanne Black on guitar that we filmed at Antioch Baptist, mm-hmm. the kind of mother church of the Black community in Shreveport. And then Rabbi Jana over at B'nai Zion has put together a group for a Hanukkah representation. So it becomes a sort of interreligious celebration of Shreveport.
Very, very, very nice. And since and one thing that you can definitely do, I mean, you can do it audio only, but the visual aspect of this being a social media stream is that you get taken and you get to see these wonderful facilities.
You kind of get to, I mean, and like going around filming these things, I had never been in a lot of these facilities just because I'm somewhere else on Sunday morning. And so just the opportunity to be in this space and take viewers into this space they may not otherwise be in, that can really build community and connection. It's a really, really awesome thing.
And these are free live streams. So you can, the Facebook page is the Carrefour Chamber Music Project, right?
Yes, Carrefour Chamber Music.
And there is the YouTube page have a special address? Is it also on YouTube?
It's also on YouTube. There's not a short address for it.
Okay, because I watched on YouTube. I have to confess, I was very grateful that you all did one of my pieces in November. So when the live stream was going on, you know, went to YouTube and put it up on the big screen. Yeah. It was like watching a movie of this performance, which was really splendidly performed, and I was very grateful for you for putting that on the program for the quartet for playing it. And Jennifer Carcello and I have been in conversation. We actually we're going to be that's going to lead into another project somewhere down the line, which is really great if we can ever find the time. But in any case, this is a wonderful opportunity to hear this music at no charge. Although I'm pretty sure that donations are welcome.
We are happy to accept donations.
That's great. What else is in the future streams?
Rounding out December, we have the last installment of Brett Andrews playing Beethoven's Complete Works for cello and piano. That's going to be December 29th. And we actually have a special guest for that, Kirill Laskarov, the concertmaster at Texarkana in Arkansas. He's coming down and he's going to play the first Beethoven violin sonata. So it kind of becomes this bookend Beethoven sort of experience.
Okay, not a bad idea.
Since we have one last chance for Beethoven 250 before he goes out with a bang. We also have another subscriber concert coming out. Michelle Gunnan and myself are going to do the Shostakovich Viola Sonata and the Bloch Suite from 1919. That's available to subscribers, which you can do through our website. And we're going to be announcing our spring 2021 season soon. We got plans for a sort of musical theater cabaret in January, a celebration of Sally Horak and her contributions to Shreveport in February, a two-piano concert, Shostakovich Quintet, Messiaen Quartet for the End of Time, lots of really exciting stuff coming up.
Fantastic. And again, you can learn all about this by visiting the Carrefour Project's Facebook page, which actually just start typing that in, the Carre, Four, and it comes up. So
it should. There aren't
generally
any other ones.
There aren't any. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So it makes it really easy to find, and to be able to listen to the stream, and I think that's wonderful. And Adam, anything else you want to add about this particular?
No, I think I want to, and I'm sure you've said it 800 times, but I just want to say thank you to Robert and for people like him, and for continuing to make music during this time. And finding ways. It's a strange time to launch a chamber music project, but they've done it, and they've done it successfully, and they've done it really, really well. And I, as a fellow musician and one who feels the power of community in music, really appreciates that.
So this choral holiday music celebration is at what time again?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Sunday night.
Sunday night, mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so this coming Sunday, wonderful opportunity. Again, my guests have been Adam Philly, who's the director of the Prisma Ensemble, who will be singing along with the other members on Sunday. Robert Cruz, who's the director of the Carrefour Chair Music Project, also a wonderful performer in his own right. I want to thank you both for being here, and best of luck, and have a great holiday season.
Thanks for having us.